Let's return to the United States now, where we have spent part of this summer sampling what's available at some of America's farmers' markets. And today we'll explore a vegetable that looks like a kind of albino carrot on steroids. It's not a carrot, not a turnip, it's a radish. Tina Antolini from WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, tells us about the daikon.
Compared to the usual cute, rosy radishes, Michael Byrne says daikon looks a little bit like an alien.
It's a long, white radish, sometimes as big as your arm, sometimes as big as your leg. Apparently, that's how they grow it in Japan. We find that our customers maybe like it a little bit smaller than leg size.
Byrne's standing in the daikon field where he works. The one he's holding reaches from his fingertips to his elbow, not counting a top of vibrant green leaves. Byrne's boss, Kazu Yoshimoto, says the daikon's size is what gives it its name.
The literal translation is fat root.
When Yoshimoto came here from Japan to start Sunbow 5 Foundation Farm, daikon was a must among his crops. Raw, he says, it gives you more oomph than your typical radish.
Regular radish, maybe more mild, soft, you know, gentle to you, but daikon radish, like beating you or fighting you, like a little bit sharp. They have lots of energy, more, we call it ki. Ki means spirit or soul.
So the daikon has lots of soul.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Cooked, he says, it can be more mild and sweet and can go into anything from stir fries to soups. The easiest way to enjoy daikon is just slicing it up.
I'm peeling off the skin. Skin's a little bit, you know, hard.
And dipping it into a little bit of miso paste.
Now you eat it.
Well, this sort of salty sweetness of the miso is really nice with the spicy daikon. The heat kind of blooms in your mouth at the end.
Some of that heat is tempered when Yoshimoto makes the traditional daikon pickle called takwan. It tastes almost like Korean kimchi with a satisfying crunch. It's made by burying sun-dried daikon in a bucket of salt for months. And when selling it at the farmer's market, Yoshimoto says slices of takwan are a little bit more approachable than a daikon the size of your arm. For NPR News, I'm Tina Antolini in Western Massachusetts.
You can explore the rest of our Farm Fresh series at the new NPR.org, where you can also find recipes and share your own.